Across Australia, you're listening to The Wire on your local community radio station. The campaign to hold a referendum on acknowledging Indigenous Australians in the Constitution has hit the brakes. A referendum was due to coincide with the federal election at the end of next year. Co-chair of Reconciliation Australia and former Indigenous Social Justice Commissioner Tom Carmer said yesterday it was not worth pushing for a referendum that was likely to fail in the current political climate. Meanwhile, President of the Indigenous Social Justice Association, Ray Jackson, says many Aboriginal people believe the proposed constitutional changes would be meaningless in any case. He spoke to reporter Liz Cush.
The Constitution needs to reflect that we are, in fact, the traditional owners, the descendants of the traditional owners of the Aboriginal lands, and we are and should be given the resources of those lands and seas.
Do you think that any change to the Constitution as it is being put forward by such groups as Reconciliation Australia, is it kind of symbolic, or do you think it would be more than that?
It's symbolism at its worst kind. You know, just to say that we were the original peoples and that we had a distinct culture and language, as some of the state constitutions have added, doesn't give us any rights whatsoever. A constitution is to give people rights. Well, where are our rights?
At a recent constitutional conference, Mr. Jackson called for the Australian Constitution to incorporate the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People.
But of course, that's not going to happen. The governments of this country are not going to give up their plundering of our resources. There's too much money in it for them. So we are continually pushed into the background, and our towns and our communities are dying, and, you know, we need better than that. And we can do that in the Constitution. But white Australia and white Australian governments have to have a change of heart.
Mr. Jackson says the calls for constitutional changes made by Aboriginal leaders such as co-chair of Reconciliation Australia, Tom Carmer, do not go far enough. Tom Carmer was quoted in The Australian today saying it's not wise to push for the referendum at the moment because it's unlikely that it would get enough support. What do you think about that?
I think that's absolutely true. The toxicity of the federal government at this point in time does not leave any room for bipartisanship on the referendum on the Constitution.
Where do you place the calls for constitutional recognition in the context of the demands for sovereignty or the movement for sovereignty?
Mere identification that stating a fact, an historical fact, that we were here first, does nothing. In other constitutions, there is recognition of the rights of the traditional owners to land. There is rights to the resources and all those sorts of things. When you look at the Inuit nation over in Canada, that is the sort of autonomy we want in our own nations or lands, whatever you want to call them. We are not going to lock off country. We are not going to lock off beaches or backyards or any of that sort of stuff. But what we want is our lands and our resources. Then we can pick ourselves up from the dustbins that white Australia has put us in.
That was Ray Jackson, President of the Indigenous Social Justice Association in Sydney, speaking to Liz Cush.